www.thebrainfarm.com. And welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you here with Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells. Any questions, comments, concerns? Again, take advantage when an elected official is ready to have that back and forth conversation with you. 785-537-1350. We're talking about the budget that you guys just approved for next year, which will have a mill levy decrease of 0.043. And again, a mill is $1 in tax for every $1,000 in assessed taxable property value. Riley County is just one part of the overall mill levy that you'd pay in the county. And there's a few more things you wanted to touch on.
Right. It touched a little bit more on the budget and what our expenditures are. Roads and bridges. Once in a while I hear a comment, well, you know, you're just using that half-cent sales tax to, and then you're using that money that you'd normally spend on maintenance. Well, that's not true in Riley County. We have our maintenance budget, and we follow faithfully. The half-cent sales tax we put, as you well know, sitting in when we let the bids on these bridges and these overlays and the road work, and Riley County has excellent roads. Case in point, on Marlette, we're just now closed Marlette Avenue for a short stretch there to put in a bridge, and I think they do an excellent job. What scares me a little bit is coming up is the amount of electric cars that are being sold locally. And I can't speak for hydroelectric areas or anything.
No, let me just pause you real quick there, Rob. We did have a caller.
Okay,
in,
so go ahead.
Before we get into that, caller, you're on In Focus.
Well, thank you for going through everything. You know, you're some of these city people and county people make some sense. So I want to tell you, the farmers around are telling me and the callers that the only place they can wash out their cattle hauling trucks is Emporia. If you're ever in a joint meeting with the city people, I wish you'd discuss with them about putting a facility out here at the river where the guys could wash out their trucks and have that treated there at the sewage treatment plant.
You say Emporia has a place down there?
Troubles that you hear about in the county.
You say Emporia has a place down there?
Yes, and they have to drive. Well, you know, that's 100 miles round trip.
Oh, absolutely. That's, about an hour and a half down there from here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I never even thought about that. You know, that's something that people don't think about.
Well, then they're either going to wash it out somewhere, you know, inappropriately.
Sure.
Or hope they got a garden at the house or something they could do with it.
Mm-hmm.
But just so you let you know what the talk is around the county. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you very much. That's one thing I hadn't heard, and I will look into it, do some checking, and find out about that.
And Exhibit A on why it's good to call in and talk with your commissioners. Again, 785-537-1350 is the number to call it. And, Ron, as you were saying.
Well, we use road use tax to maintain the roads. All taxpayers pay to put the roads in initially, but the road use tax comes off of gasoline, diesel fuel. And I notice more and more and more total electric or electric cars here in Manhattan, which I affectionately call coal burners, because in the Midwest here, the people I talk to sometimes that buy one are wanting to do what they can for the environment. But then in talking, they don't realize that Jeffrey down there has to haul more coal in and burn more coal, which, of course, the money goes to Jeffrey down there in Pott County and not to Raleigh County to repair the road, because there's no road use tax on that electricity. So I'm just curious to see in the next 10 years how much that's going to reduce the amount of money available to us to maintain and repair our roads, you know, because it's hopefully someday they'll come up with some way of putting some tax on that electricity to for us to maintain the roads.
Yeah, and you know, have you heard of any actual traction on that? As far as
it's in the works,
they have to shift that tax just a little bit.
It's in the works. They're thinking about you know, where the units are charged, a possibility of doing it that way. I don't know. I haven't. I just hear different things being bantered about, but nothing very seriously yet, because they're not in the majority of the automobiles yet. But I see Volvo is going to go electric in 2019.
On all their vehicles,
all of them.
Yeah,
some will have a fossil fuel power plant to charge in the off times, or There'll be a hybrid, but most of them, I guess, are going to be electric. So, and that's the trend. That's the way it's going. So at some point, we're going to have to figure out a way to compensate so we can keep maintaining our roads. So that's just one other thing that Raleigh County that'll be coming up that we'll have to account for.
So a lot of, you know, electric cars are, it's a definitely a good idea, a good direction. But, again, mm-hmm, just kind of shows you that there's still some things to figure out. And, but that's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. It's good to keep figuring things out and figuring out how to make things even better, even more efficient. So
keeps good to explore keeps that. The think tanks busy.
Exactly. Although I've seen some of those new Tesla cars, and they look pretty cool.
Yeah. I
got to admit, they're still pretty quick, too, from what I understand.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, that's full power at zero, at one RPM. I mean, that's full power on electric.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine built one, built a small car, an older model there that he converted to electric. And what he found out the hard way is that's the same amount of power in reverse, and the reverse shaft in the transmission wasn't designed to take that kind of torque. So immediately you don't, when you put it in reverse, you don't want to apply the gas pedal generously or the rheostat. But electric full power forward, backwards, and most.
I didn't think about that actually. That's a good
point. He didn't either initially, but because it was an old enough car, he had a hard time finding a piece in the junkyard, you know, to replace the reverse shaft. But it was a very interesting concept. From having a golf cart stuff, though, I know what it's like to go through and maintain all those cables and corrosion. And it's not, of course, that's a different setup the way he had than what these new cars are with the lithium batteries and all this. He used the standard lead acid batteries, and I think he used 12 volts, as I recall, or maybe they were 12.6 volts. But I was going to do that. I was going to try to find me a little pickup. And I thought, boy, that'd be sure efficient, because back then I could, when I was out on the job, I could plug in the electricity then and be charging it while I was working. But then I got to look at the maintenance part and the expense of buying a small electric motor and converting, and then from the golf cart, buying 12 batteries is a handful too, because they got to be a deep cycle.
And they have some weight to them too, don't they?
Oh, you better believe it. I wouldn't be able to haul many tools.
Yeah.
And then too, Brady, we got, it's not Raleigh County, but I have to speak for the Flush Picnic, because the first year I went, I was 4 months old. And,
really?
Oh, yes. And that's a family tradition. My mother was from Flush. And
the church was probably just built then, wasn't it?
No, not quite,
I'm
no.
I'm teasing.
No, it was built in 1902, but Flush Picnic, I believe, started around 1935.
Yeah.
And of course, I put that big fancy addition on the south side of the church. So
with
the elevator and the stairs and bathrooms and things. So I've got a little personal pride in it, too. But I mentioned that coming up, but the reason I did, because then following that, of course, we got the Raleigh County Fair. And I always look forward to it. The Wells Arena, of course, was named after a cousin of mine, and they were great folks. They did so much for the fair stuff when they were here, and so it's got a personal feeling to me, too. The Sequel Park area, I call it the Winland Farm. I was born and raised on the west side of town, and that was a neighboring farm, and so it just means a lot to me.
First cousin? Or
no, it's even my dad's first cousin.
Oh, okay.
So however that relates to me.
Right.
But he and his wife did a lot of 4-H, took care of a lot of 4-H kids, a lot of horse work and things. I did a little bit of, taught a little woodworking in 4-H years ago, but they did so much, put so many hours in. That's why the arena was named after them. And someday when the fairgrounds move, which is inevitable, then I'm sure they don't normally retain a name like that. So while it's there, I'm going to enjoy it.
I think it's inevitable.
Well, I remember when the fairgrounds down at Griffith Field, down where Howie's is, and you talk about a small space, and when it moved out where it is now, I remember the same outcry. Why would you want to move it that far out of town? I mean, people are just upset.
And back then, that probably would have been, there probably wasn't as much around there.
Well, when I was going to school, the city limit sign was at Sunset and Anderson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was, instead of being in the middle of town now, I was 3 miles from town when I went to school. So when they built the Farm Bureau building out on Anderson Avenue in 1954 or whatever it was, people couldn't understand why an insurance company would go that far out of town to build a to build an office building, you know. And as you well know, Manhattan has sure exceeded that.
Yeah, and continues to.
And it doesn't take long. I just can't believe the growth, and still wonder at times where all the people come from. But I was, you know, that's building and remodeling. I mean, that was great for me. But it also attracts a lot of other builders from out of town and things. So I always felt there should have just been, oh, about three or four of us builders to take care of everything in Manhattan. But it just grew so fast. Salina, they lost their base over there, and all those builders moved to Manhattan. Currently, we're one of the hot spots, or were in the nation when the housing slump happened. So if you look around, you'll see tags from all that, from Shawnee County and Sedgwick County and from all these other counties in here. I see new electricians and plumbers and contractors every day, names anyway, that I don't recognize.
As far as the fair possibly, you know, moving someday, do you say that because you think the fair is outgrowing that space? Or is it?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's there's so many more venues that we could do. Right now, you know, the booth spaces sell out for around Potter Hall. Potter Hall is used over 300 days a year, and so it's we're locked in. We can't expand anywhere there, and we could have livestock shows and a lot of other venues, you know, pork producer shows. There's a lot of things that could happen in a larger fairground, and I don't know when that will happen, Brady, because of the situation of the taxes in the country currently, the expenses. You know, people work hard every day. Usually both partners work, and the time you take care of the children and everything, it's a load.
Of course, space-wise anyway, it's kind of hard to think where you would move the fair right now.
Well, it would be up west of the county facilities up on Tuttle Creek Boulevard. Okay. There's an area west of there, which there again, it seems like it's clear out of town, but give it 20 years.
Right. As you said, those examples earlier back then when Sunset and Anderson was the city limit. Mm-hmm. And again, just to be clear for everybody, we're not saying that the fairgrounds are moving anytime soon. Just kind of speculate.
Well, knowing the paper, why it'll be out tonight that Ron Wells says we're moving tomorrow, but... That's just
there we go. 785-537-1350. Let's go ahead and go to our second break, actually. Come back for more fair stuff. We'll go over the schedule and all that good stuff here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.